The Syrian city of Raqqa, once the self-declared capital of the Islamic State group, is now no longer out of bounds for Australians wanting to travel there. But the federal government warns that doesn't mean the region is safe. Australians had previously faced up to 10 years in jail if they couldn't provide sufficient justification for their travel to Raqqa. The Foreign Minister, Julie Bishop, has now lifted the restrictions after coalition forces pushed IS fighters out of the area. Thomas Ariti reports.
Julie Bishop says a decision to lift the tough criminal sanctions is an important milestone.
We have confirmation that the city of Al Raqqa in Al Raqqa province in Syria is no longer under the control of the terrorist organisation ISIS as a result of military action taken by the anti-ISIS forces, backed up by the coalition forces, including Australia.
The Al Raqqa province in Syria had been on the Australian government's declared area offence list since December 2014, and that meant that Australians faced up to 10 years in jail if they didn't have a legitimate reason for going there. Those exemptions included visiting a family member, providing humanitarian aid, working as a reporter or attending court. And even now the restrictions don't apply, the Foreign Minister warns that doesn't mean the area's safe.
ISIS remains a dangerous threat. It is likely to emerge elsewhere with its violent insurgency activities, and we will continue to be committed to the fight against ISIS. In terms of travel to Syria and Iraq more generally, the Australian government's advice is that Australians should not travel to Syria, Iraq, and it remains so designated on the Smart Traveller website.
And the Attorney General, George Brandis, was quick to point out that anyone who travelled there over the past 3 years could still be facing jail time.
It remains the case that any Australians who travel to Al Raqqa between the 5th of December 2014 and yesterday will still be in breach of the relevant provision of the Commonwealth Criminal Code and liable to prosecution.
There are currently 5 arrest warrants issued for Australians who did just that. Those warrants cover Raqqa and the only other area on the list, Mosul in Iraq. No one has been prosecuted. But according to Senator Brandis, that's not the point.
The most important effect of that offence has been its deterrent effect, a point that the Australian Federal Police Commissioner, Andrew Colvin, and others have made many times.
Experts say the laws were deliberately broad because of the challenges involved in proving that an Australian was involved in hostile activity in the Middle East. Dr. Kieran Hardy is from the School of Criminology at Griffith University.
This offence is kind of a backstop, if you like. No hostile activity needs to be proven. It just needs to be proven that the person was there. But that's still difficult for a number of reasons. They won't come back. They might be killed in conflict. And it can still be very difficult to prove somebody was there because they won't travel directly to the area. They'll travel in through Turkey or somewhere else.
The Attorney General says it's been a deterrent by and large. But do you think laws like that are a deterrent for Australians who are serious enough about travelling to such a volatile part of the world?
I think we've seen with high numbers of Australians travelling and fighting over there with IS, I don't think deterrence really worked in this situation. We've seen arrests, which is, you know, shows that the authorities are onto this and keeping on top of it, but I don't think we can say that it's really deterring people from becoming involved in these activities.
Professor Greg Barton from Deakin University says it's the right time to lift the sanctions.
The announcement today simply acknowledges that Islamic State doesn't control the city of Raqqa anymore. And of course, that city needs to be rebuilt. There's desperate humanitarian need there. So if an Australian doctor or engineer, perhaps of Syrian background or otherwise, wanted to go in and help, obviously it's a different situation than it was when it was controlled by Islamic State.
There are 5 arrest warrants current. There have been no prosecutions. In your view, has this section of the criminal code been a success?
It's too early to say. I mean, it makes logical sense in terms of prosecution, but the immediate impact has been to further deter people from coming home. Whether those people would have not wanted to come home anyway is not clear. But it's pretty clear if you came home and it could be shown that you were simply in the city of Raqqa, then the case against you would be overwhelmingly strong. And no one has wanted to test that so far. In that sense, you'd have to say it's succeeded in deterrence. What it means is that the prosecutions we haven't had a chance to see yet.
Professor Greg Barton from Deakin University speaking to our reporter Thomas Ariti.